The first topic that we had is the data privacy technologies. So this is looking for technologies to support DHS and DHS operations with respect to privacy. We have requirements from our own internal privacy officers across the components of DHS, as well as working with state and local privacy officers. And we're trying to do technologies for federated search, secure messaging, compliance with OMB directives, and technologies to help privacy officer and components meet those needs. Additionally, one of the topics in the privacy was dealing with mobile and the privacy aspects of mobile computing. What technologies do we need to add into the mobile environment to ensure that government users can be commercially useful as well, but certainly government users' privacy information is protected?
And obviously this is focused on privacy with a hint of cybersecurity versus cybersecurity with a hint of privacy. Sometimes you say, well, those two are so intertwined, but really this one seems more around how do we ensure privacy within the cybersecurity realm?
Correct. And privacy and security kind of go hand in hand. And in this case, we are specifically focused on privacy. Some of the requirements included the recent PCAST report on privacy and suggesting that more privacy research should be done across the government. And there have been, you know, certain documents and things that have been released recently, and there's upcoming a lot more activity in privacy coming up as well, and so that's part of our program as well.
All right, let's move on to another RFP. Let's talk about the denial of service one.
It's really focused at a couple of areas. One is looking at the measurement of denial of service technologies. There is something called Best Common Practice 38, or BCP 38. It's been out in a best practice, a standard, for over 15 years. We're not seeing deployment, and what we're trying to do from a government standpoint is work the policy aspects for the government to be a deployer of this technology. And so part of what we're doing in the BAA is to develop measurement technologies so that we can start to measure as more and more of this gets deployed. Additionally, we're looking for new technologies to help in collaboration with respect to those being attacked and those providing services, ISPs and others. We've been told by our customers and by industry that good collaboration tools in this realm are needed. And then the third area is just new technologies. There hasn't really been much funded in the last 15 years in new technologies for defenses against denial of service, and that's the third area of the solicitation.
Why hasn't the standard, the BCP, been implemented? Is there something about it? Is it just not caught on? I mean, I know that's maybe a little bit outside of your research and development area, but is that something, is that a question you're asking within the RFP?
We know why it hasn't happened. It's an economics issue. This costs ISPs and others money. They have to put in new technology. They have to manage and monitor this. But as I said, we're moving through a process where we're going to have policy coming out to push the government to deploy it and to buy services from ISPs to deploy it, similar to what we've done previously, like in the domain name system security model. And then industry will follow the government's lead for adoption and deployment. And so we're trying to get ahead of that by funding technologies to help us measure that as we push that forward.
And then the other piece you mentioned I thought was interesting about denial of service is the amount of R&D that's been done around it over the last 15 or so years. You hear as denial of service seems to be still one of the biggest attack vectors that the public and private sector organizations face. Is it people have just thrown their hands up and said, this is too hard to do research, not enough funding? Do you get a sense of why maybe things have slowed down?
Primarily, one can argue that people have been fixing the denial of service problem by just adding more bandwidth and more servers and not really trying to address some of the core technology problems. We like to use the number that, you know, 5 years ago, an average denial of service was 40 gigabits a second. Today, it's 400 gigabits a second. In 5 years from now, if it's 4 terabits a second, we're not sure that you can continue to just add bandwidth and just add more machines. So let's go back. We haven't done this in 15 years. Let's go look at some core innovations that might be helpful in building new technologies.
All right, let's move on to the third task order. Let's talk about mobile.
We realize the government is never going to change the current manufacturers of the mobile technology, Samsung, HTC, whoever's building devices. What we're trying to do with this solicitation is add new capabilities on top of existing commercial platforms. We're going to be buying commercial platforms, and let's look at what kind of technologies we can add in to improve the mobile environment from a security standpoint, to look at and improve some of the analysis of mobile applications. We the the consumer download applications all the time with no understanding as to how secure or insecure they are. We're giving away all kinds of information. So we're also looking at the application piece and how do we make applications more secure for government users. That will also have potential benefits for the commercial marketplace.
The thought behind that is, obviously, mobile is a hot topic. It's an area where there's a lot of effort being put in terms of both research and development and people taking, for instance, APIs and developing apps through that. So the goal is to maybe create a framework where there's a little more security built in, a little more understanding of how to better to secure certain pieces of the mobile environment.
Sure. We can talk about hardware and firmware, more secure capabilities there, add-ons to existing operating systems on these mobile platforms, Android, iOS, as well as the application space. So it really is aimed at trying to add new functionality so the government can more easily and more securely jump into the mobile space. If you look at the government, we really aren't big users yet of mobile. There's the BYOD craze, which if you look at the government, hasn't really taken off. And in fact, the expectation is government will probably go the route of providing devices like they do today in phones and BlackBerries and laptops, providing smartphones and tablets, but trying to make sure that those are more secure devices than what you can get in the commercial marketplace.
There's a fourth RFP that's out as well.
Fourth one is cyber physical system security. The idea here is we are seeing more and more smart devices, whether that's a smart grid, your smart medical device, your smart car, and many of these are being developed without security in mind. And so what we're really trying to do here is let's try to get ahead of the curve and work with the community that's building these standards and devices, build new security capabilities in as part of the design process, and focus primarily in the emergency responder space, transportation, and healthcare, all of which are issues that DHS has a significant concern with.
Now, I know from watching this space over the last decade or so, the implementation of logical access and physical access has not been smooth. Is that the thought behind why you went down this path of physical and cyber now? Is there something that you're seeing that's coming together? Why now? Or did you do it 5 years ago and you did it 5 years before that and things are moving so quickly, it needs to be refreshed?
The cyber physical aspect and the logical physical aspect, it's always been there. It's just that as new technologies come in, new speeds and other kinds of things, it opens up new seams, and we're trying to look at that. Certainly, 5 years ago, you didn't have a smart car. Today, you do. And those manufacturers are not necessarily worried about the security piece, but their third-party providers who, all they do is integrate it together, and really what we want to influence are those people providing the third-party capability and adding new security so that somebody couldn't shut your car down as you're driving on the street. There's certainly been demonstrations by people that has happened. So I think that cyber physical seam is becoming more and more important. It's also well known as kind of Internet of Things, smart refrigerators, et cetera. But if these devices are all going to be on the network, we need to be thinking about and trying to make them more secure when they are on the network.
From a timeline perspective, the initial set of RFPs are out. Do you expect awards to be made when? And then what's the process after that? When will new RFPs come out? Will it be annually? Will it be whenever you have an idea, a need, if you will, from DHS or broader government?
White papers are due the July 22nd. We'll do reviews of the white papers. We'll encourage full proposals. Those proposals will be due roughly in late September, October. We'll do an evaluation followed by a contracting process. And our goal is that all of the new contracts from these four will be completed not later than the end of March. So it's about a 9-month process from announcement to contract. The idea being the BAA is there. Our process internally inside S&T is a process for getting new starts and new programs. And as each new program is selected or awarded, then we will do additional calls when we have budget to do so.